This is our Be Moment, our moment to be still, to be fed by the Word of God, to be grateful. Today, I am thinking about how we can have the perfect opportunity to retaliate against someone, particularly someone who's hurt us, but we choose not to. When I think about a person who fits this bill, who had the perfect opportunity to retaliate but chose not to, I think of Joseph. Joseph's brothers sold him into slavery, and he ended up in a prison cell for more than 12 years. But Joseph did not let his brothers steal his power. He was not so consumed and preoccupied with having that day where he would ultimately make them pay. He just kept his focus on God, knowing a couple of things. One, he wouldn't be there if God ultimately didn't want him there, and his stay in prison was not serving a greater purpose. And he was looking for God to get him out, not his brothers. So in one day, as I recently talked about, Joseph goes from the prison cell to the palace. And now that he's in the palace, second in charge, the brothers are fearing that Joseph is going to use this opportunity to retaliate. And in fact, he responds just the opposite. He chooses to treat his brothers with great compassion. I think when we can come full circle, going from the desire to retaliate to the desire of understanding and compassion, we have come full circle. And the words that I will use to inspire me are, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good." Genesis 50:20. Share this Be Moment because others desire to be inspired. So today, release retaliation and embrace compassion.